previously on the Legion of Red Knob.
Yeah,
bro, two empty beds and a desk.
What is it? Is it a chest?
No, it's a loot.
It's like the
To the brothel.
You get sapped of one intelligence.
What the fuck?
Something comes out of a hole in the ceiling. It appears to be a brain with feet.
Oh, gosh. Oh, what kind of brothel did you go to? Yeah.
Perhaps a high king of magical prowess can help me out with a certain conundrum I've been working on. He holds a green crystal in his hands, and he graciously hands it to you.
Swoop it up.
What the fuck's going on?
Brain things! Go, go, go!
I go to the brothel. Let's run away.
Okay, cool. We leveled up. We level two now, bitches.
And now, episode
3 of the Legion of Red Knob.
I'm starring
Tony as the High King Sibo.
Winston as Lenny Swiftdance. Andrew as Mazzetto.
Chris as
Dragon Face. Andrew, take it from here.
Well, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. What do you normally say?
I don't.
All right, explain to me the difference between Toho and Naruto. I don't get it.
Oh, man.
We're going to be here all night.
Okay, so, where did we leave off? The adventuring crew is currently standing near to the brothel, but far enough away where they're out of arm's reach of the intellect-devouring hookers. What's your play, guys? Because the ball's in your court right now.
Well, I think Lenny and I already...
Is Sibo with us?
Yeah, I'm still in the arcane museum. Maybe we should just do that first, and then...
Lenny Swiftane says that we should regroup. My man Zhao is injured, if I remember correctly.
Hold on. Yeah. It'll take 2 seconds to burn this thing down.
No, they're just going to come out. They're going to be angry and on fire.
And an on fire hooker is better than a not on fire hooker.
We'll probably dodge the flames with what bad luck we've had against these hookers and intellect of ours. Last time, I want to go first now.
We're going to go first, but just for, if you recall correctly, you already used your fire breath for
I have
that.
Torches, don't I?
I mean, actually, yeah, you do have torches.
All right.
Pseudo, let's leave them. Leave the idiot to do idiot things.
Yeah, I'll throw it. I'll run. Promise.
The adventure of Dragon Face in the city jail.
Oh, we're going to jail for trying to, like, intellect rape me?
They're hookers.
All right, so you can probably assume that since this is happening, no one knows it's happening, right?
Why would they not? You heard me scream.
Did they hear you scream?
Well, I jumped off that balcony. I was like...
Fair point.
Whose turn is it?
It's Winston's turn. Or it's Lenny's turn.
Cool.
Son of a bitch.
Alright, so with me is my first mate, Masudo, Blindy, and second mate, Zhao. Correct?
Yeah.
And me.
Well, you're not part of my pirate crew. I won't let you on a boat.
Steve and Bob, the Erds, are still at the...
Inn?
Inn, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Lazy bastards.
All right, Masudo, I'll take it up with you, but I feel like we should regroup. Then I'm coming back for revenge, for sure. I can tell you that much, but we need to regroup. Zhao is bleeding out, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He can't bleed out because it's not working.
I know, I just meant
Asians don't bleed.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I was actually thinking that too.
Alright, so. No, he's talking about going back to the inn.
Who knows Asians better than anyone, so they don't bleed.
I think they're just all half robot.
So, my pirate crew will go back to the inn to take a short enough rest to reheal and get angry.
Short 1 hour rest, okay.
I'm still here.
Dragonface, Mazzetto, do you agree with what Lenny Face is saying?
I agree.
Dragonface.
What is the roof of this building made of?
The whole thing's made of wood.
Sweet.
Can you 1v20 these people?
I'm about to. I light a torch on fire.
Okay.
And I throw it at the room.
Okay.
And I run.
All right.
You're just standing in the middle of the street throwing a torch.
I feel like that's 3 or 4 actions. You're like, does it light? Does anyone see me? Do I throw it correctly?
Why
do I run?
Anyone see me?
Because you're on a busy street. It's daylight.
It's not daylight. We were
it's still daylight. Yeah, it's morning.
Remember at night we rob the innkeeper.
Well, are we going back to Burns Blake Town or not?
Of course.
Okay, I'll go with them. And
our biggest guy, Zhao, is wounded. I'm not
just saying we're going to have revenge.
I'm not listening to what he's saying.
God damn.
That's why you won't. That's why you're not allowed in my ship.
Okay. All right, we're going back to the Museum of Magical Study and History, where Sibo currently actually finished part of the main quest, getting one of the shards. Sibo, your objective now is to find your gnomon compatriots.
Mm-hmm. As I recall last time, what's-his-face was taking me to them.
Ambassador Nixa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nixon?
Nixa.
Nixa.
I think he does sound like he does a Nixon impression when he does it.
I wish I had thought of that, genius.
Oh, I thought you did.
No,
that's Clark's voice.
This is my Clark voice. Okay, Ambassador Nixa, or Representative Nixa, rather, leads you to the library,
mm-hmm.
Covered wall to wall with ancient historical tomes, and some of them looking to be quite water damaged.
Wait, is Nixa a girl?
No. He's a balding guy.
Continue. Trying to seduce him.
Alright, we're running out of female characters that are bangable in this game. Like, the hooker was like
the
crazy.
Important things to consider.
The other,
there is the farm girl, but we kind of.
Yeah, no.
I tried that around.
I went fishing and I caught nothing.
If you remember, you have no genitals.
Yeah.
I know.
You can't
talk
actually.
I just imagined the Price is Right loose sound that they use.
Okay.
Yeah, just okay. Really just delete everything and just have that sound be the next episode.
So, Representative Nixa leads you to your dismay. A group of three gnomes,
mm-hmm.
Who look to be wearing the garb from your village. One of them looks at you in surprise. It's like, King Sibo, is that really you?
Kill that guy.
Is it like Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
The other two turn with the same shock and surprise. Because
we thought you were dead.
But he got better.
What don't kill you only make you stronger.
Sibo's rap album.
Yes.
Sibo Dynamite.
My new mixtape.
Well, it wouldn't be much. You don't have a dick, so.
What's that guy?
I said nude mixtape.
Oh. That work? It's an audio.
Yeah, it's like Chris calling the mic.
It's a concept
camera.
Album.
It's like us having this naked podcast, which we're all doing right now.
We are naked, though.
Andrew, I gotta say, your genitals are really distracting, though. Can you please get them off the table?
All right, now, yeah, is that a point? If they're big or small, the audience will never know.
Yeah.
All right, talk to Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Come on.
Gnome friends.
You gotta do the voice.
Do your Sibo voice.
Jesus Christ. Let me get into it slowly, will you?
Do you want some helium?
Some helium.
Yeah, we must vacate this island and reclaim our civilization, you realize. What are you doing here?
Well, after society was destroyed,
the shortest chest the girl gnome said.
I can see why I became king. I had the deepest voice amongst the known people.
As society was destroyed, we came back and saw everything was broken. Do you know? Are you aware of who destroyed our society?
Sorry, audience.
I have reason to believe it was...
Yeah, this is going to be the most annoying bit in the world.
I have reason to believe it was a dragonborn. I have fallen into the company of one. However, I do not know if it is he who had destroyed our civilization or not.
Back across like the city.
So, man, I tell you what, I murdered all these gnomes, man.
They're dwarves. They're like half a dwarf, and a dwarf is like 3/5 of a person.
And 3/5 of our audience just left.
They deserve to.
Can you cut that?
No. You get to live with that for your whole life now.
Alright, so that guy on the other side now.
The The one young dwarven male is like, really? I'll kill him.
Oh gosh.
Now, you realize High King Sibo does not condone violence.
Somebody said.
Let us observe him first.
The young dwarven male begrudgingly agrees, but the
gnome,
the gnome woman that was talking earlier is like, well, we can't leave. You understand that, right? No one can leave the island.
Why?
Yeah, you almost killed Dragon Face.
Closer and closer every day.
Oh, man. The god El Reifer. He stops us from leaving the island. No one knows why, but every time a boat tries to leave, it gets destroyed.
I'm sorry, what stops him?
Who's the god El Reifer.
Oh, okay. El Reifer is who we are set to kill.
Are you serious, Manoa?
El Reifert is the enemy of Trucebreaker.
The entire plot?
I don't really know why we're even... Wait, okay, so, guys, hold on. That's actually a point, though. Trucebreaker, hold on. Doesn't he sound like a guy we should not be trusting?
Yeah. Like, he's going to betray us in the climactic finale. We're going to have to fight him.
Now we have evidence that both of them are potentially assholes, so killing actually, one Reifert's of them
probably
is
probably the
still...
good guy in this. I think we should join that guy.
Well, we'll wait and see. I say we kill them both.
Obviously, we're going to eventually kill them both. We, you know.
One step at a time, we have to kill every hooker first.
Good man.
Okay. Ball still in your court.
We are familiar with this El Reifert character, and we've been tasked with slaying him. Do you think you could perhaps aid us in that matter? We are held up in an inn in town. We have a group of, you know, perhaps you could call them a small militia or perhaps a pirate crew. If you had joined me in arms, we could take it back for our people, so to speak.
Yeah, need that wizard hat. Roll for persuasion.
I'm the king. I should get some advantage on this.
Yeah, you get an advantage.
Actually, in order. Like, do this or, you know, you get
Nat 20 on that with the advantage.
Man, I guess they got it, huh?
23.
And they bring all their friends and family.
Clark's like, that doesn't work for my plot, so you needed a 50.
Well, I ain't going to drag them around like Steven
Bob.
Just
failed every roll doesn't make it my problem.
They're going to be like our...
bitches?
No, like, you know, like the...
concubines.
Like the intel guys. They're going to be, like, set up in the inn, like, running calculations and stuff.
Were the calculations in, like, 0 BC?
There are...
Well, they're, like, magical calculations.
What are they calculating?
They're just, like scrying for us constantly.
We need this many gems to blow up this city.
They're plotting everything.
I sound like Dragon Face is kind of math.
Does Dragon Face know how to do math?
I mean, two tries.
He knows how to do math.
1 + 1 = 2.
Very well, High King Sibo. We shall forego our magical studies and follow you. But be warned, Sanjay's got quite the temper. You better keep him away from that Dragon Face guy.
I'm gonna kill that dude.
Sergio.
Before this,
Sergio is the owl. His name's Sanjay because I can apparently come up with good names.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the owl.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. No. If I assume Dragonface would be dead if Sergio had a temper.
All right, so I'm going to take my gnomes and we're going to head back to the inn and I'm going to get them set up there where they will remain forever until we come back and get them.
Oh, what the heck, Sibo? I don't want nerds on my crew.
No, they're just going to sit there and make maps and gather information from...
Okay. Should give them like hammers or something. My turn?
The mining dwarves stay in the... All right, so... you guys are currently resting, I assume. You went back to the inn and started resting. Okay, so by the time your rest was over, Sibo arrived at the inn with your with
damn. The tongue. Boys are back in town.
Yeah.
The
boys entered that song. Entered that song right here. It's gonna play right now.
Oh god. This is going to be an amazing nightmare.
Yeah.
I think answer.
We going to burn down that bitch.
All right,
Sibo, by the way, some hookers attacked us. We tried to recruit to a pirate crew and or slavery.
Why are you in a brothel?
Oh, yeah, I was probably using my dragon voice. Dragon Maze voice. I'm eating artichoke dip, so it's not bad.
We're going to think no time has passed.
Well, that's what they want.
We just sat down and played 5 weeks of D&D in 2 days.
That's what we did. All right, anyway. We went to go to this place, and they tried to murder our intellect.
Intellect?
How's it got a lip now?
Snakes have lips.
He's a dragon. Not a snake.
He got minus one intelligence.
Just right like a little stroke.
I forgot how the talk.
Half his face is sort of drooling.
His face is drooling.
No, he's droopy face. his dragon, but dragon down.
Alright.
Oh, God. Oh, alright, I think we heard from dragon.
Okay, basically. Yeah, we did that, and now we're back at this inn, and we're going to burn this bitch down in revenge.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to take the shard from my backpack and hold it up.
Siebel, I couldn't care less about that. I was attacked by an angry orc hooker and a bug thing. I have to
take a closer look.
Okay, Dragon Face takes a closer
look. I eat it.
Hey, roll to see if that's successful. Because I would stop that.
Okay.
As soon as he grabbed it, I would see him salivate and I would try and grab it.
Who doesn't want Dragon Face to eat the thing?
Yeah, I don't think I would.
You know?
Dragon Face?
I retract because, quite frankly, it's going to be in a safe place.
Safe keeping?
Yeah, else are we going to keep it in that sack?
It'll probably kill him, but that's fine, right?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I got an iron stomach.
So?
It was going to kill me.
You know what? Second point.
Alright, I don't eat it because it kills me.
Lenny sits back and goes, ooh, Lenny likes this.
We'll just go through my, dragon ball.
I'm going to grab the magical orb.
Okay.
Summon Truth Breaker.
I hate that guy.
Truth Breaker!
Hello? Is this thing on?
Look at what I got.
Yo.
Ba-da-da-dun.
Oh, sweet. Deity who I don't know the name of.
Lenny is also here.
You found the thing?
Yo, why is her name Truth Breaker? I'd like to know. It sounds kind of suspicious.
That's the name the public gave me.
Okay, that makes you trust that, you 10,000 times.
That raises more questions.
Honestly, Face Dragon was your name? I could give less of
that. That was shit. My dad.
No, your dad's name was Face Face and your mother's name was Dragon Dragon.
Oh my god.
Oh, jeez. What are we going to ask him? We got the crystal, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Where do we find the other shards?
We can explain that the first episode.
No,
he just
did
knew
not,
where one...
No.
I'm not sure if you had done more scrying in the time that we had been away.
If you would walk the shard back to my shrine, and I will easily be able to find the next piece from there.
Hey, can you blow up a brothel?
How does that work, Truce Breaker?
It's like Shadow of the Colossus.
I get it.
Alright, nerds, if you know that game, then good for you. Probably have no girlfriend.
Wow, a D&D podcast and people haven't heard of Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, I've never played it. You probably have no girlfriend. Right, okay.
I don't.
So Sibo asked, how did that work?
Magic stuff.
I would feel as a wizard, I would understand. How about we hold on to the shard for now? Do you know that the other shards are on the island, at least?
100% certainty, yes.
Okay, bye.
Any clue?
Oh, he probably would have, but Tony or Sibo didn't want
to. Let's go get on him.
He wants to take us to take the shard back to the shrine.
Yeah, well, that sounds like
okay. But I feel say like we just hold them all. Our turns. We keep jumping from Dragon Face to Seabo.
So I did the call.
We're going to go do this.
Lenny or Mazzetto, whoever wants to go, please do.
Are you all fully rested?
I have been.
Me too. I'm pretty sure I never got touched.
Chilling, eating bar nachos.
Well, he rested.
We haven't rested yet, did we?
The rest happened while...
I said I wanted enough rest to fully heal everyone.
Okay, I'm not sure how much that is, so we'll say a short rest is fine.
Back to the broth.
So everyone's back to full strength?
At night.
Okay. And...
Well, I guess I'm better at night, so why not?
Well, it's more sneaky.
Yeah.
I also put on a black hood.
like a hoodie?
Alright, let's go to this brothel and burn this mother down.
Yeah, I agree.
Shut up! Before we head there, Tony, your gnomes, what are their jobs?
Am I assigning them pirate jobs?
Who's swabbing the deck?
They are in charge of gathering local information and magical lore. So basically continue their studies while also doing our intel stuff.
But give us the profit.
People use these gems to, like, I don't know, beat up the other two deities without them?
I just have one shard.
They are...
If he had all the shards, though.
They are currently beyond his comprehension.
The emerald.
like a monkey with a machine gun.
Alright, so we're off to the brothel. That only took like 20 minutes to get going. Alright.
It's like asking a horse to repair a carousel. He'll give it his best shot, but he'll be horrified the entire time. This is mine.
Yes.
Okay. Alright, so our heroic crew... heads back to the brothel to burn that bitch down.
Alright, well, I have my dragon breath now, so I'm just gonna launch dragonfire at it.
Maybe you want to save that.
So. Alright, let's try the torches first, and if that don't work.
Wait, what were you going to say, Masuda?
Are the hookers under control of the intelligence eaters? Or...
Who cares?
Because if we kill them, then we can take over the brothel.
Andrew's a genius.
Is there a role they can do to understand the intellect of ours?
I'd probably give them an Arcana check, seeing as they're like a magic.
Who's smart?
All right, Mazzetto, Arcana check.
That's you,
bro. How about we all do Arcana check?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Dragon Face is the only one who rolls high enough.
I got a natural one.
Well, you rolled the wrong die.
Ooh. Whoops.
I got 17.
13.
Dragon Face puts on his spectacles. He's like,
"Come on, guys, I do this one."
The
plus one arcane, so it's an 18.
The, I got a 23.
Sibo knows all.
Oh yeah,
I'm almost as smart as you are.
So from what Dragon Face and Sibo can understand,
pardon
me, that's Doctor Dragon Face.
He's notary.
Dr. Dre.
So from what Dragon Face and Sibu can understand,
I still can't get over that.
We're just like
in a huddle, like, alright, like, we gotta understand this magic, alright. This is what I know about intelligence gatherers from my studies.
Oh man. The hookers are now likely mindless husks and cannot be saved.
Best kind.
God damn it.
From what I understand, and tell me if I go too far on the lore, because if he doesn't know, then he doesn't know, but they, like, replace the brain of creatures with themselves and then take control of their and then they're just, like, a brainless...
So what's left in this brothel?
Nothing.
Like, just a bunch of hawks? I throw a torch at it.
Well, maybe we should... report it to the authorities.
No, they'll tell us not to burn it down.
Yeah,
we have so many people tell me not to burn things.
Yo, plus more intelligence things.
You make it look like an accident.
Well, you can't be enjoying it.
We'll mess with the wiring.
Does Sibo think this is all cool?
Not particularly, but he doesn't want to get punched in the face by a rogue and a dragon face.
Sibo, you weren't there. I try to help them. They are obviously beyond help, because they attacked me, Lenny Swifthands.
Also, Sibo's relatively terrified of having his intellect devoured, so he's going to just be like, whatever.
That was one of my favorite lines. That's actually pretty fair.
Oh, and I'm there with Bob and Steve and Zao, correct?
Well, we got the whole gang together.
The whole posse.
The crew's here. Andrew brought...
It's rap music like right there when we say the gang's all together.
Can we stop with the asking me to insert things?
No. Alright, so we got the whole crew, Lenny Swift Hands, Zao, Bob and Steve, Mizuto, Blindy, Dragonface, and Sibo.
Okay.
Alright, Dragonface, throw that torch.
Alright, I'm throwing the torch.
You don't need to make any checks for this one. Dragonface throws the torch on the wooden brothel. It goes up like that.
I think we should leave.
Several seconds for the place to be set on fire. However, your acts were witnessed.
No, they weren't. Who's the witnesses?
Three penultimate guards.
Let's kill them.
We should have checked it. We should have checked.
You didn't check. Three penultimate guards.
I just imagine you angrily going up there. Fuck it. The guards are sitting like right there.
One elf chick, a human male, and a half orc wearing sort of fancier armor.
I'd like to talk my way out of this.
Oh, yeah, let's let him do that.
Oh, shit. It's that one fucking orc that was in that letter.
Wait, which one?
The letter on the ship.
The one that you paid no attention to.
We're like, training the orc. Fuck that. So this is going
to
be like...
That dude we got to kill. For sure. He's going to be
a
problem.
She's a chick.
Can you please list the people again?
Okay, so an elfin woman, a human male with like a beard, and the half orc, about 7 feet tall with luscious dreadlocks.
Alright.
Luscious dreadlocks.
Yeah. They all look horrified at what you just did as from the inside of the brothel you can hear screams.
Wait, they're mindless husks.
Yeah, they wouldn't scream. They're mindless.
A man runs out with his pants on the ground burning.
We didn't think about that.
You did that.
There might be Johns.
We didn't think about that, did we?
No.
They
burns
worse
than my gonorrhea.
The half orc is the first to say something. Holy shit, dude! Why did you just do that?
Well, I think it's best if you just turn around and walk away.
Alright, so does someone want to either explain?
No, I would like to explain.
You took an action to do the torch. Someone else.
You're right.
Do it.
Andrew, you're up. Andrew can't speak. What's this on?
You want to try and let me explain?
Yeah.
I love Lenny.
He hasn't failed yet.
Mizuto are always staunch and silent follower.
Yeah, do you have
besides
any suggestions?
No, I was going to use command.
You can't use command, because
I don't know what command.
There's three people.
Yeah, that's the... That's
one problem. Of them's in charge, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could probably be...
We need
command.
To find out who it is, though.
Do we know? I feel like we could identify him, the guy with the beard, right?
No.
Yeah.
I already said the half orc chick has fancier armor than the rest.
Oh, okay. I feel like you take control of her, or at least attempt, and be like, then she could be like, oh, that place was full of intellect devourers. They're doing us a favor. They must be pest control.
Yeah, but that wouldn't persuade the other two.
But yeah, if she's the boss,
yeah,
they have balls into her.
Yeah,
it's what it's what cops do.
Because
cops are dumb.
Yes, you can use command on one of them, but the other two will probably see something's going on.
Yeah, that was.
It's your call.
Yeah. Okay. I cast command on the orc chick and tell her to walk away and act like nothing happened.
No.
Okay. Wait, and tell her subordinates, right? Your boss doesn't care. Do you want to get stabbed in the face?
That doesn't work.
Okay.
Two
so the half orc chick gives you an odd look and says, "Why would I walk away? You are all under arrest. There might be people in there.
Okay.
I don't feel under arrest.
I want to try and persuade them.
Okay. Shoot, buddy.
Totally
love people. Roll a d20.
Hey, do we get experience for killing all those people in this
game? I got a 14. What's my persuasion? I got a 20.
What do you say?
I tell the leader, I say, wait, did your boss not tell you? Oh, geez, I'm sorry. There are intelligence devourers in there. We were hired to get rid of them. Like, we're basically pest control.
That's
basically.
Actually almost the truth.
Why didn't you just try the truth first?
Because I assume they wouldn't believe me.
I mean, that's fair, probably.
Oh, jeez, I assumed your boss would tell you. You know that chain of command? I'm from law enforcement from a southern village. Believe me, I know all about that bureaucratic BS.
The half-orc chick sort of gives you a frown. And she gives you a stern look and she says, I am the boss.
Of the whole village?
I guess.
The mayor?
She's the leader of the penultimates.
But no, it only leads them, the mayor.
There's no mayor.
Where's the mayor?
There's no mayor.
Where's the king?
There's a group of representatives. You didn't actually check them.
I talked to the group.
See, I just got us some intel.
So, if she says, if someone was to believe that this place was full of monsters,
I feel like I rolled a 20,
I would be the one giving out the job.
I feel.
As she finishes talking, the doors of the currently on fire brothel swing open. Two on fire hookers walk out the door and sort of stand at either side of the door frame. In the center walks a man, or what looks to be a man, with dark purple skin and tentacles, sort of. He looks at you, your group, and says, "Who has murdered my children?"
I say to the cop, "See?"
So.
Oh, and I like to say, just like I did to those gnomes. Winks at Tony. That's too easy. I don't do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're jumping turns. It's still Lenny. Oh, yeah. Lenny says, "See? I told you. They're monsters. We're just trying to make the town a better place."
The penultimate commander nods at you.
Oh, shit.
No hard feelings. You want to help us kill these monsters? I might offer you a spot in my pirate crew.
You're still wearing a hat at this point, too.
Piracy is
illegal.
Pirate!
Trying
to convince her they hired pirates to kill his brothel.
We're a traveling pesticide business. It's like having a pest control van, but it's a pirate ship.
We got a big sign hanging from the side of the ship. Like, we kill intelligence gatherers. Hire us.
Collective power.
It's a very specific industry, but we're the best at it. That's why they hired us.
Can someone, before the fight starts, recognize what this creature is? Roll for Arcana.
I refuse to. I don't want to sympathize with the creature that will be down.
Siva was looking away, apparently.
I got 19.
I got a
5.
Okay, I got 18.
Ooh, and
Lenny. That's pretty good. 19's pretty good.
This is a mind flare.
Doesn't sound like something we should even... Why would we even know what this is? Why would we care is a better question. Let's kill this thing. It looks crazy.
Yeah, it does look crazy, though.
It's like a Cthulhu man.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that we should roll initiative.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Let's just fight this thing.
First big fight, kind of. The brothel was...
Wait,
the
is that
tough?
Yeah,
I
rolled
tough?
An 18.
This thing's pretty tough, yeah.
I got a 10.
9.
6.
Okay. All right. 12. I have to roll for Mind Flayer and two on fire hookers.
It's up top here.
Oh. Negative.
Oh, God.
So I got
natural 20.
Yeah, okay. So the Mind Flayer is going to flare mines.
Yeah. And then we got a 10 for hooker one. You ran away.
I have a quick question for whoever. Was it Dragon Face that knew all about?
Tony and I talked about it together.
So if we kill the alpha, I assume the hookers die. Like, they just collapse.
They're not the same thing.
Yeah,
anymore.
Mind flayers are a different creature, but my understanding is that they're, like, crazy underground wizards who are, like, obsessed with creating things, so they probably just created this as, like, a magical, weird, freakish abomination, essentially.
So... I didn't know if we should take out focus on the boss or focus.
We should
on
probably him. Focus on the mind player just because he's gonna be OP.
Otherwise. Yeah, okay. He's gonna kick our butts.
We got two already dying hookers and one mind player.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're on fire. They've already taken some damage. All right,
we're gonna do this or what? I would like to go first. God,
this guy is badass. All right. you would like to go first?
I think the mind flayer goes first.
You gotta roll for initiative, and the mind flayer has got a few points on you, as in he rolled a perfect 20. So,
well then I don't go first.
You do not. So, the mind flayer was able to read your thoughts, because he has an innate ability to do that.
What the hell?
Yeah. And he understands that you're the one through the torch.
That wasn't me.
He probably read Dragonface's thoughts and he goes, oh god, and then he's like, okay.
No more of that.
That's only a Pokemon attack.
Charmander, use Mind Blast!
Charmander!
So whenever you have advantage, you get to roll an extra die on your damage.
Real quick, how many or how much space does each one represent?
You're within
him?
5 feet of.
Okay.
I
think a friendly who's next to, like, if you're flanking someone, that makes sense.
Yeah, the kobolds all both get advantage when they have an ally. That's
No, to be clear, mine dude. Yeah. He can only attack one dude. Per turn.
No, it is attack.
He's pretty.
Mind Flayer
probably attacks like twice.
It's like energy in a 60-foot cone.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
I think we're a little. Can we flee? Can we flee?
Mizuno. Let's leave them.
No, just kick his ass.
Start a new adventure on the high stage.
Yeah, just kill this one dude and we'll be fine.
Alright, let's kill this dude.
We got a family now.
Everyone, okay, so that would be 12. That's 12 damage.
So wait.
To all of us? To everyone that didn't get the saving throw.
I'm almost dead.
What was the saving throw?
It's 15.
15? Okay, so 12 damage?
Yeah.
I might have just died.
No, I didn't die, so you're fine. Oh, actually, I have pretty high HP.
I have 1.
I have 4, so...
Okay.
That's fine, we'll kick his ass now that it's not his turn and, like, 8 dudes are coming to break his shit, so...
Okay, right. that's a fair thing to say.
And Clark pulls out some magic. Oh, he has unlimited defense. He's invincible.
I'm only using what's here, man.
I was weaker than the kobolds.
Did you die?
I have 1 left.
Let's kill Winston, though.
Anyone got any honey, bro?
I used my honey.
I have.
Did you eat your honey already?
Me?
Lenny? Yeah, everyone got 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, let me check my pouch. Oh, I do have a honey vial.
Using that's not going to take up an action if you want it.
Oh.
Yeah, even
you. I'm so nice. So when it's your turn. All right, next on the list is... Hooker 1.
Wait. Oh, crap.
So Hooker's on fire.
Yeah, Hooker's
does
like
on damage coke? Per turn or something? Or how does that work?
Yeah, that body is deteriorating.
Yeah, the body's deteriorating, so it probably won't take a lot of punishment.
Imagine
that's true.
Hooker is gonna attack Dragonface.
Why?
Because you're the closest.
Does make sense.
Just bitch.
Don't worry, if you fall down, you're not gonna, like, die immediately. You'll just be bleeding out with private
you can
Ryan,
do
so.
Saving throws.
Okay. Yeah, 17. That sounds like a save.
Actually, I'm the one who's supposed to be rolling right now to see if Hooker actually hits you. What's your armor?
17.
12?
Your AC. You don't have to roll for armor. 12?
No, 12. Yeah.
So. You're fine. Hooker rolled a 6. The currently deteriorating Hooker sort of flails her arms at you, but nothing
I'm
happens.
Like, bitch, please.
You just put your arm on her head and, like, she windmills her arm.
Alright, Hooker 2. Let's get an approach, Mizzetto.
It's about time for me.
What's your armor class there, Mizzetto?
13.
Is that more than me?
Yeah. Hooker 2, looks like she's about to punch you, but her foot, like, since it's sort of like a puppet, her foot, like, lags behind the rest of her as she sort of falls.
This is going really well.
All right, next on the list, Deface.
Yeah, boy. All right.
MVP. MVP.
I'm going to go walk up. I can move. Where's my moving?
You can move 30.
30? Oh,
which
I'm
is
walking
plenty of
right up on Mr. Mindfuck over here.
Because you exited this person's threat range, they get an attack of opportunity on you. So right. Roll a hooker attack real quick.
That's a 12. What's yours?
12.
Okay. The hooker...
That hit.
Hits.
Wow.
The hooker is only...
Rules is rules.
Rules is rules. You get 3 damage.
What the hell? I have 1 damage left.
It's okay. Pull it
together. Andrew needs to heal me.
Do you have a honey?
I know. I used that on that other thing.
What does a honey heal again?
4.
Oh my gosh, that's nothing.
All right, well, I'm going to go for this dude because I got to hope he's dead for his next
yeah,
turn.
Yeah, just... Hit him right. And then use your axe and
shoot. Oh yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm doing. Alright, well let's hit this dude.
Okay. Alright, roll.
Attack number 1 is a 2. Alright. Next.
Dragon face picks up a trident and puts it back down.
Maybe I can
19!
Maybe I can convince him.
Alright, so roll your attack dice.
Your damage dice.
Where's that?
I think it's a d6.
Times 2, it's 2, 1d6 plus 4, is correct?
Yeah.
So you get 2d6.
Yeah, buddy.
Why does it get 2d6?
Because I'm the best. 6.
That's 10.
So 10 damage, and then use your axe and surge.
Well, I
get
to roll it again anyway.
4. Okay, so he misses on that.
So I got 6 damage.
All right, yeah.
Well, plus,
mind flare.
Plus 4, so that's
he did
10.
Oh, yeah, 10 damage.
Yeah, so the mind... You stab the Mind Flayer with your mighty, one mighty sword, and the other one misses completely. But he looks like he's hurt, and he's sort of grasping his ribs, and he's like, oh!
How much life does he have? Do we know that?
I'm not telling you.
Andrew, he needs some help. I got one, man.
I go, like, last.
You can tell how dead a thing is by how hurt it looks. Ask me how hurt it looks.
How hurt does it look?
It looks kind of hurt. It'll still take a few more hits.
Alright. Like, we're in trouble.
Hopefully Zal brings the pain.
No, I think that penultimate is gonna just walk up and like one hit kill this thing.
We got the mind blindy. Blindy's pretty good.
Yeah, we should have just let our not us cast do it.
Alright guys.
Lenny's yelling encouraging words!
I cast Bardic Inspiration. Lenny, you're not a bard. Bardic Inspiration. Alright. Our first penultimate, the elf.
He better be going for the main dude.
It's a chick.
She better be going for the main dude.
She's going for the main dude. So, she approaches from the back and sort of backs you up, Dragon Face.
Yeah, bros.
Fist bump.
Takes out a short sword and, can I get your d6? I already rolled the d20. She hits, it's the same stats as the trident, right?
Yeah.
She hits 6.
Nice.
1d6 plus strength mod.
So she swings the short sword from her back, and one of the Mind Flayer's tentacles gets torn off. So it's like, oh, my face!
So is this dude looking pretty messed up?
He's looking kind of ragged, but he could probably take a few more hits.
No, you got 5.
My name's Fifth Hands! You're up.
Alright, so I'm attacking with my bow. That's a 16.
Ooh.
So compare that to his AC.
Mine flames.
Not yours, but...
Yep, you got it. It hit.
And now I'm going to use my sneak attack.
So 7?
Yeah.
Lenny's arrow goes between Dragon Face's armpit and hits the Intellect Devourer in the eye. It's like, oh, this sucks so much!
7, 2.
Why did you do this to me?
It looks more weakened, correct?
It definitely looks more weakened because it's currently only got one eye.
Hey, we'll have to start calling it blindy.
Or you can put an eye patch on it and make it part of your crew.
How'd you feel about doing a pirate?
Okay. Did Zao take any damage from the Mind Blast, or was he too far away?
No, he took some.
Okay.
The only one that didn't take any was Bob.
Classic Bob. Did Steve survive it?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Go Steve.
He has more health than me.
Mutiny!
I should have had them stand in front of me at all times.
Take the second class for me, Steve.
More!
Okay, well, Zhao's turn.
Alright.
No, man.
We can just let him take that tank opportunity.
Yeah, but this dude's gonna murder us if he's pretty much dead. We don't know that.
He has an arrow in the eye, his tentacles cut off, and his ribs are like broken.
Yeah, just wait. Clown would be like, oh, he had a healing spell that makes him come back to life.
Well, he did grab my healing spell card.
We have three. Yeah. Hooker misses.
Hooker misses.
The hooker's sort of like clawing at you. She's kind of like a puddle now.
Alright, I will use his katana and attack.
Alright.
Make a password to that.
Just like prom, am I right?
So much that I have one life left. Let's remember that.
Nope, and Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew's out of me.
Attack with 1d12. I do a d20.
D20 is for the attack always. Then if that beats their AC, then you do damage.
Alright, so attack with katana. I got a 9.
Plus 5, so 14 total.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No luck?
No luck.
Oh wow, I think they hit less than that.
Oh god!
He gets 2 attacks though, because he has.
Samurai training.
Ooh, maybe I want to heal him.
Doesn't sound
good. Man, we gotta kill this thing.
19.
19?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Zhao also has improved critical, but because he rolled a 19, that's actually a critical hit with a humongous katana weapon, so he's gonna deal 2d12.
Oh, Jesus.
He's gonna just go,
you just don't know my family!
5 and 10 plus.
Okay, 18 damage.
It's not plus 3 twice?
No, it's okay. Just the dice are double.
So 18 damage.
Zhao runs towards the mind flayer, leaps, kicks off of Dragon Face, swings his katana, and the mind flayer is decapitated.
Wait. I've seen enough arrow to know that things aren't dead. Is he dead?
No, yeah, the thing's super dead.
All right.
Yeah, you just killed
green blood spewing everywhere.
We all start chanting Zhao.
Zhao does that one thing where he takes his sword and he whips it so all the blood like flies off of it.
Dragon Face laps up the blood.
This is the bad news. You might not be first.
Erection fully visible to everyone.
Vasilius Mola, the half orc chick, looks at Dragon Face lapping up the blood. She's like, "What the fuck?"
What a taste.
She turns to the rest of the group and she's like, is this normal?
I met this guy like yesterday. I'm kind of trying to ditch him. Do you know anyone that would buy a half dragon slave and trade me pirates?
With the mind flayer defeated, the hookers who were under his control, of the intellect devourers, cease. Just stop. They're no longer moving. They're mostly just falling apart, corpses of things. So, Basilius Wola, she introduces herself as Basilius Wola of the Penultimates. And she's
like Basilius Hora, am I right?
Did you say that?
Yes.
As Dragonface is lapping up blood, he turns to make a snide remark about the leader of the Penultimates. She gives him a stern look.
I wink.
Always the flirt to the end.
Go back to lapping up.
Dog on all
She's like, I'm gonna let that slide because you guys just killed a mind flayer. But how did you guys discover this thing? Like, what happened?
About that.
Well, you see, I'm a pirate captain. I was trying to recruit someone for my crew. Speaking of,
in a brothel,
I lift up my head from laughing up blood.
I was trying to get some hookers.
Continue laughing up blood.
Well, here's the thing. I'm just trying to rescue these women from this unfortunate life. Hey, speaking of, would you guys want to join a pirate crew?
Vasilius Wola turns to...
Why would she want to? She's getting paid way more. I'll probably do whatever it is she's doing.
No, it's probably true. I already have too many sheets of paper to keep track of.
She's like, on pilot Steve.
Never. They joined us.
Yeah, she's like, fuck no.
Worth a shot.
You guys better not admit that you're pirates in our city, because we will probably lynch you.
I meant more like, yar. I dress up for birthday parties kind of pirate. The fun guy.
I lynch people all the time.
Oh my god. So, while she's talking, the human with the beard, who looks the most ragged on the team now? Who has 1 HP?
Oh, me and Winston?
I'm up to 5.
I'm 1, so
okay,
yeah,
is actually a cleric. So he approaches you and he says... And he shouts, "By Jan Kohi's holy light! Can I have a D6? Thank you. This is not that." For the folks at home, Chris just handed me a D20. Idiot.
Nerd.
All right, 3.
Just say I get 16.
He's just draining all his
spell
slots.
Yeah, you got all your health back.
Sweet.
Well, no.
Thanks, boss.
He's a level 4 cleric, so he gets...
Okay.
Yeah. He heals your weird ass.
I like that.
Just imagine Dragonface with like a rib poking out while he's lapping up this blood.
The blood suster nursery.
So actually you could say our mission to burn on the brothel actually advanced the plot.
It was a huge success.
Yeah, I agree. We just killed something.
We got some experience, right?
Yeah. Between you guys, I'm going to need some sort of calculating machine here, if you'll give me a second.
Hey, Andrew didn't even do anything. Does he get points?
Yeah, everyone gets
points. Everyone in the...
Including Zal and Justa. Trusted Windows Store app. Yeah, I trust
I
him.
Hope that at some point, like, our little, like, cabals become, like, OP.
They're not getting XP.
Why not?
Winston decided not to give them any XP. Everyone gets 500 XP.
Wow.
Yeah, mind flayers are worth 2,900.
Well, it went down like a bitch.
Suck it. Alright, so how much do we need to be level 3?
I'm not sure, Tony.
We need 1,000. Or wait, no, we need 900.
Okay.
Oh, so you just leveled up.
No, I didn't. I accidentally.
God, we're good at math. High five.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, then what's that? That was level 3, so that would be...
He starts at 900.
So 14. All right.
So once we get 100 extra XP, we'll level up.
All right, let's just kill something quick.
I kill a commoner.
I just grab a guy by his neck as he walks
sorry,
by.
Sorry.
Just be quiet. Just go quietly.
Everyone, get some of this experience.
Everyone, just hold my arms as I choke him.
We're doing it together.
We're the best of friends.
Vasilius Mula turns to your group and she's like, "You guys probably want to rest up, but tomorrow morning, if you could come to the penultimate space, I could probably arrange for a reward for you guys."
That's not good.
Oh, that sounds like such a trap.
It's a trap.
It's at the northmost point of the city.
Is there a way to...
Big castle building.
Can we test for trap?
Yeah, I was going to say, can I, like, check her integrity? I want to see if she's lying to me.
Sense motive? Or insight?
Is there an insight thingy?
Yeah.
Just roll a check for insight. But if she's, like, super hard to read, then you can just make the DC super high. So.
It's a trap.
15
plus.
You
probably found insight on yourself.
15.
From what you can sense, she's not lying to you.
Well, the way that he didn't want me to even test it,
I didn't.
Makes me seem like we should only send Dragon Face.
I mean, you should send Bob and Steve.
No, they're not expendable.
It's a trap. All right,
okay.
Well, let's just get out of the city now. We're all healed up.
If it is a trap,
I'm not healed.
I know.
And that is going to be healed up. The exciting conclusion to our episode.
Ugh! Clark said to thank you for listening to the Legion of Redknapp, but I don't really give a shit if you do or not. If you want to listen to more, go to legionofrednob@gmail.com. And, also legionofrednob.com. Okay, bye.
Oh. So, that's our outro, I guess. Anyway, from the bottom of mine and Dragonface's heart, thank you for listening to the Legion of Renown. If you like our podcast, please rate us and subscribe to us on iTunes. And also, if you want to buy us a six-pack for our next round, go to legionofrenob.com and click support us to find out how. Thanks for listening once again, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Maybe.
Oh no, it's still recording.
That's fine. Stop it.